What are you doing?
I don't know.
No, you're like, why are you doing
know.
That?
I don't know.
Okay.
You've landed on Mom Swipes Left, a podcast with two middle-aged women who are just unexplainably tired.
I agree.
So tired. On today's episode, we have some handy-dandy spanky tips for boys about how many times a month you should ejaculate.
Yeah.
Also, we have a laundry update.
Oh, can't wait.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. This is episode 148. I'm your host, Jen.
And I'm your host, Carol.
Today was tough. Today was a tough day to write an outline. And as we admitted last week, we do it day of.
I mean, we think about it during the week.
Yeah. But
we don't sit down with pen to paper.
Do you know how many people recently have asked me if this whole thing is scripted?
What?
Yeah, like maybe one of us has the time to sit down.
That's hilarious. And wouldn't we do it better, really?
I think so.
It's just your good editing. That's what does it.
Maybe. I don't know. But no, none of this is scripted.
No, we come in here with a couple really random ideas, and then we start drinking.
That's where the magic happens. Shit list, grievances. Have you any?
I don't think that I do this week. I probably could think of something, but I just don't have anything new. My body hurts all over.
Yeah, you're rubbing your neck and your shoulders.
I'm old.
Yeah, you kind of seem in a down.
I don't know what's going on. I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's getting dark early.
Yeah, it is. I know that. Not only is it getting dark early, but when I wake up in the morning now to take a walk with my mom, it is pitch dark.
It's nighttime.
My alarm goes off, and I don't know how long it's going to take me. Every single morning, I'm like, well, that's wrong.
Clearly.
No, it's awful.
And it's going to get worse. Well, it'll reverse. It'll get lighter in the morning and darker in the night. It's very soon. November 7th, I believe.
Oh, is it?
I think.
Okay.
The dreaded day.
Yeah.
When everything changes for me. That's a shit list.
Oh, well, there you go.
I have it every year, though. People are probably sick of hearing about it.
The panic. I don't, people
increasing night
in the southern or even western climes. I don't know if anybody else gets it as badly as Maine does, frankly, because we're not even supposed to be on Eastern time.
It's so dark all of the time. And then when it's not dark, you're inside of work.
Right.
And it's not like being out in the air and having any sunlight on you. I mean, you basically become a mole.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, it's so depressing. And that's why we have to go whole hog on the Christmas lights and shit. Because you got to have some kind of like wood fire.
Something. I guess. See, that doesn't really cut it for me. But
really?
No.
If I'm going to be in the darkness, I at least want some flickering light and I want some warmth and coziness.
Yeah, I got to work on that. Although I will say last winter, I went into it with huge dread. But last winter was actually pretty cool.
It was all right.
I spent more time, we talked about this, more time outside.
And we have to do that again.
Yes.
Even though I think we were desperate to be with people, so we would go outside no matter what.
Right.
We have to do it anyway. Because it did make a huge difference.
It did, and it felt good. Like, I actually felt healthier hanging out with friends outside than I would hanging out with them inside.
I agree.
I don't know why. And my nip's going to work out.
In, out.
In, out. It's like nipple sit-ups. This one's getting hard right now. I'm just talking about it. It's going to pop out of the top of my bra.
Did you call my name?
My right nipple is always errant. If I'm wearing a bra that doesn't have the nipple dimples.
Yeah.
This one, it's happened to me at work where I'm wearing like a thin shirt or sweater and I'll look down and it looks like this. Like I'm sticking my finger up into my shirt and it's like my nipple is sticking out.
Wow.
Out of the top of my bra. I mean, you obviously would have pointed.
I would have, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I have a grievance.
Okay.
And it is with myself.
Uh-huh.
I have had a habit that I did not become aware of until Friday, this past Friday. And I don't know what it's about, but
did someone make you aware of it?
No.
You just figured it out.
We have recycling. It's like single source recycling in this town. We have no other amenities. I don't know why we have that, but we have that. So I take my bucket out with all of my recyclables Friday morning to be picked up. Yeah. And the schedule for the pickup is all over the map. You never know. And a lot of times I'm out when they come and pick it up. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I became very aware. I was sitting at my perch on the couch looking out. And the way I placed my bucket, when the truck pulled up, I had a full view of the guy picking up my recycling. Uh-huh. But I hid. Like my instinct was to duck down so that I didn't, it wasn't that I didn't just want them to not see me. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to watch them throw away
your trash,
my recycling. But I was like, why am I doing this? It was like an embarrassment of my like waste thing and like, yeah, embarrassment about like what I'm discarding and all,
including
of
your poop.
Oh yeah, if I pooped, I would be including my poops. No, but I thought, why am I so embarrassed? Like, I don't want to watch the disgust on their face when they see the recycling. It's just all cardboard boxes and like toilet paper tubes. I mean, there's nothing in it. But I realized, oh, you know, when I hear that truck coming, I'll go and pee or do something in the section of the house that I can't see the truck.
You're so weird.
I guess.
Thank God they don't come and pick up your trash. You'd be a mess.
Well, it's the same guys. They just throw it in a different section of the truck.
But you said they don't pick up your trash here.
No, we've already been through this. They pick up my trash if I buy the bags.
Oh, my God. I forgot about the bags.
Yeah, if I buy the bags, they pick up the trash and the recycling at the same time. They just put it in different sections of the truck.
And you save how much by not buying those bags as opposed to any other trash bag? It's not that much. Have them come and take your trash away.
Number one, you did not bring me an outside trash thing.
Which I will.
Also, number
They're not cheap.
Okay, I'm just saying. You did, in your mm-hmm. defiance and angriness, you said you would. Number two, they only come on Friday.
Yeah.
So I still have the issue of full trash bags.
No, that's when you have them out in your garbage cans, and then you just pull your garbage cans out to the yard.
No, that's true. If I bought the bags, I could just bring
It's what, them. Really, it's what people have been doing for literally generations.
You know what would be interesting is to see how many minutes we have docked on my trash.
Honestly,
over
God,
the last 3 years.
It is such an enormous problem, and I feel like you don't want to fix it. And I don't know why.
I don't think it's that big a deal to me.
But it is.
What do you mean?
It's a big deal to just have. Do you remember when you lured the bear to
No,
your
that,
home
that turned into a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a one and done.
He could have rampaged the neighborhood and it would have been your fault.
But all I'm saying is that I think it bothers you more than it bothers me.
It bothers me because it's such a simple solution.
Not really.
Like, I was like, oh, they don't come and take her trash. That sucks. But at least she could have an outside can. And then I remember today, with your prompting, mm-hmm. that no, they do fucking take your trash. You have that municipal gift. You just have to use a special bag. And you refuse.
The other thing psychologically, which is really interesting, is that trash was my ex-husband's only job, really, yeah, primary yeah. job in the household. And so I still feel myself getting irritated that I have to deal with the trash.
Yeah.
I should start texting him.
You should.
And be like,
it's trash day.
Can you handle this trash, please?
All right, we got to work this out. All right, anyway, yes, right. We have docked too much time.
Yeah, we have. But for some reason, I'm hiding from the recycling
it's
now.
Really? I don't.
I'm just ashamed of my waste.
What do we do about it?
I think I need, what is that?
Counseling?
No, that frontal lobe electrical.
The electrical shock therapy?
Yes.
I don't think you need to jump right to that. You could do a little talk therapy, maybe. Just start out.
You know how many therapists. How many therapists?
Have you gone to talk specifically about your fear of waste?
No, but we've touched on that mm-hmm. in a couple of things. How many therapists have fired me?
A lot.
Yeah. Anyhow.
I don't think you need electric shock therapy yet.
I'm introducing another segment mm-hmm. called Small Town Interests. Would you like to sing it in?
Small Town Interests. Like shooting ski and bowling.
Wait, while that was beautiful.
Yes.
I just need to make a point. Okay. Skeet is expensive.
Okay.
And bowling requires an alley, okay. Which we have to travel 27 miles to the first bowling. Right. So you need to do something else.
Small town interests, like watching the popo go to a fire.
That's perfect.
And
okay.
Throwing rocks off the overpass. Good. Is that okay? Yes. And bean suppers.
That might have been your best intro ever. I love that one. This is not going to probably interest anybody, but the way that I've spent my last week down the road, it used to be a blinking red light, and on the main state thoroughfare, it was just a blinking yellow, which confused people because people are retarded.
Okay.
And there were 1,000 accidents.
And so is it just there. Blinking red now?
So now it's a four-way stop.
Oh, okay. That's
which they have been working on forever.
Why is that so hard? You just shove some signs in the road.
I don't know. They put up solar panels. They put up ridiculous flashing stop signs. They have... You take note. When you back through, it's absurd. Everybody in town knew because people are used to flying down the state road.
Right.
And that they come up, they crest a hill really fast, and then it's a stop now instead of a go-through.
Mm.
The number of squealing brakes and scanner calls for people who just got T-boned in the center has been incredible.
So it's caused more accidents.
It has caused more accidents over this last week.
Yeah.
This entire week. I'm telling you, dude, I was either outside hanging with people. If I'm inside, I don't hear the squeal of the brakes, but my sister, who lives right in the center, texts me, brake squealing, drive down there to see the wreckage. It has been incredible. They've already taken out one of the stop signs.
Someone's already mowed it over?
Well, somebody T-boned somebody, and then they swung around and took it out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
So what's there now?
Oh, they put another one up.
Oh, okay.
So when it came to the town, I wanted a rotary.
It's the perfect place for a rotary.
It is. And I would just go round and round and round.
But probably they can't do that because of the handy stop or whatever it's called.
So what my sister and I have decided to do.
Uh-huh.
If you sit on her front porch, and this is, I do this often. I go over there, we'll have drinks and supper or whatever, and watch the traffic, which sounds really boring, but it's not. I can guarantee you. You might not always see an accident, but you will definitely see some skinners. You know those traffic signs that you can program for a message?
Yes.
So on the highway, they always say those stupid.
Yes, right? I actually enjoy them. But
do you?
Not all of them, but some.
Any case, we're going to get one and put it at the end of my sister's lawn, which is visible from almost all of the points, commenting on the driving. So you can sit and you can basically type on your lap.
Yeah.
What is going to show up on the sign?
How long does it take to show up?
Seconds.
Really?
It's a computer machine.
Yeah.
So you type it, it shows up. I mean, you can program it to continuously like show messages and stuff like that, but you can just override it and just type out to people coming down the hill.
Be like, slow down, bitch.
Yeah, or be like, hey, sexy. Oh, you missed that stop. Oh, stop sign. Now you're dead.
Bye, sexy.
Wouldn't that be fun, though, to spend an entire evening commenting to people? Because they're not going to know where it's coming from.
True.
All they see is a fucking traffic sign.
Oh, hold. You know how sometimes those signs on the highway get hacked?
Yes.
And people put funny things on there?
In fact, I think that there was one in Maine.
There was, but I don't remember what it said.
I think it said zombie apocalypse ahead.
It might have. If you're going to do it, which you can apparently, if you're smart, do something really fun.
If I could figure out how to hack those highway signs, I mean, that would be my lifelong
job.
That
would be your job.
That's what I would
do. Travel around the country.
Oh, that's, yeah. But we figured the second best thing is to just get yourself a hold of one of those signs. Nobody's overseeing you. You just do your shit.
I wonder if you could get in trouble for it.
No, it's on private property.
I know, but you know how people are.
Well, I mean, they can.
I saw some on the internet in the past that are kind of funny, but not funny enough. Like zombies ahead, who gives shit? Raptors ahead, no. The one that I thought was most funny was eat farts. If you were just driving down the highway and it was just like eat farts, that would make your fucking day.
That would actually make my day.
And D's nuts.
Yeah. That one reminds me of Roseanne Barr.
Ew.
Did you ever see that show?
I don't like her.
I don't like her either, but she had that when she moved to Hawaii and what happened, Pooh?
Ghosts.
Baby. You don't like Roseanne Barr either.
I don't understand. She went to Hawaii? What?
So she moved to Hawaii and she started a macadamia nut farm. And I think
in real life?
Yeah, in real life.
Oh.
And she had a reality TV show.
Okay.
For a while.
What was it called?
I think it was Roseanne's Nuts. But I'm not entirely sure. And it was fascinating.
Really?
It really was. And you know, I don't like her. No, I've she's never terrible. Liked her. But it's actually worth a watch. I'm not sure it's carried anywhere now.
No, because everyone hates her. And, interesting.
They pulled no punches in editing. Let's just say that. Ooh. Wow. How did we get there?
I don't know. What else?
That's it.
That's all you got?
That's all I got for small town interest. It's a small town. That's it. There's not much going on.
All right.
Sorry.
It's okay. Can I just caveat off that?
Sure.
So,
and just for the record, it's caveat. Because I was editing that last week and you said caveat.
Why is that wrong? It's just the way I say it. It's still all the right word.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Caveat.
Sorry, it sounded like you.
Excuse me. I would like to have put a caveat on that.
I thought you had thrown in an extra syllable, but I guess you're right.
Okay. I really didn't.
Caveat.
I just spoke like 99.9% of the people who live in America as opposed to the rednecks that live here in this fairy town.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Buff. I must go to the bathroom. All right. What I was going to say is,
sorry,
on the flip side of that, I live in an urban area.
Yeah.
And I used to hang out there and I was like, I'd never live away from the city. Like, it's just so fun and there's always something to do. And like, why would you want to isolate yourself? Well, Joel and I had a day off together and we went into the city. And
today? Is it today?
No, that was Friday.
Okay.
Had quite honestly the worst day.
Wait, pause.
Yeah.
Why did you have Friday off?
I took it off.
Oh, and he took it off too?
He had it off from work.
Oh.
And I took it off.
I don't know why I'm always amazed that you guys somehow synchronize your schedules that way.
Yeah, we live together. So sometimes like we just check with each other.
I guess. And then that works out. It just seems like a lot of work. So
he was really hungry and wanted to go to brunch. So we went to this place that we usually go to and they had closed for renovations. What? So that was strike one. He was super upset.
What one was that?
That was actually on our side of the bridge. That's the new place, the Caribbean place that we've been talking about.
Okay.
And so he was like, oh, fuck. And like it was 11:30. Where are you going to find brunch on a Friday? It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So then he's like, okay, we'll just go to lunch.
Denny's.
Cannot find any place that is either open or has any available seating because every place, and you literally walk in, there's no one in there. There's three tables occupied. They're like, yeah, we're totally booked. Sorry, we can't seat you. You can be on a wait list. And it's like, what? I just think they're not opening tables because right, they don't have wait stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have to find a place to park. Which takes 47,000 hours. And then you have to pay out your teeth for it.
Yeah.
And then you have to walk around and try to find an open restaurant that can accommodate you because you didn't make a reservation because, of course, you didn't. It's lunch on a Friday. Mm-hmm. By the time we got home, we were like, fuck this place. Like, I don't even ever want to go there.
So where did you end up?
We ended up at this place called the Black Cow, and it's just burgers.
Oh.
And there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Just you can't park, you can't move, you can't get through town, you can't go anywhere. And when you do, the service is shitty and the prices are high. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know, maybe we need to move to the woods and just
move sit outside here, and watch some traffic. And you can hang out with me. That would be so fun. Every night we could hang out.
We could hang out.
Oh.
The grass is always greener. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not saying that there aren't issues out here. For sure there are.
But all the good things about living close to town is now they're kind of moot because you can't do anything.
Well, right. You're not going to deal with the going out to eat-ness, and you're not going to go dancing or...
We don't go dancing.
Rarely listen. Yeah. When was the last time you went out and listened to live music?
It's been a while.
Yeah. When was the last time you went to a museum? Not that you can't go to a museum now from out here.
I can't even...
You're basically getting all the shit from the city.
Yeah.
With no benefits.
True.
Move out here.
Sold.
All right. Next up.
Yeah.
Crime Wing update.
MSL. Crime Wing. Dun-dun-dun.
Is that how it went?
I don't know. That's how it went this week.
Okay. All right. Do it, baby.
I realized that I did not do an update last week, so we're way behind.
Yeah. But has anything happened?
You know, here's the frustrating part. Lots has happened, but almost nothing has happened at the very same time. Mm-hmm. This guy is still on the lam. Like, it is incredible at this point. You got to give him some kudos.
Yeah, yeah.
He is gone. So there's this new conspiracy theory with the online sleuths.
Okay.
That he is actually in a small bunker under his parents' garden.
I thought that myself.
Wait, with no prompting from the news? You just thought that?
If they're trying to hide him, he's not where they said he is.
Right.
He's probably in the house.
Somewhere.
Just waiting for an opportunity.
But the FBI have been to the house, so there has to be a hidey hole somewhere if he's in there.
But, I mean, we all know you can dig a dungeon.
Totally. And, you know, we don't know this family.
Yeah.
That dungeon could have been pre-created, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he's not the only one in the family who has a little killing problem. But this all came from some aerial footage from a drone that was flying over the house, and you see something come out of the garden, and the sleuths were like, it's a hand! It's a hand!
No way.
And I will say, it looks like something moving from the bottom up, but I couldn't say that it's a hand, and I definitely didn't see it until it was pointed out to me. But it also could just be a trick of the light. I mean, it's quite a leap.
How hard would it be to dig a hole, get in it,
mm-hmm.
especially if you knew that your family was going to bring you food?
Yeah, but you're in a dark hole. He's got to come out of it, so it must be attached to the house.
I could hide in a hole.
I know you could. You basically did.
I mean, that's not a problem.
I guess. I mean, if he's in a dark hole with no windows, no light, eventually that's gonna really break a man. But if it's attached somehow to the garage or the basement or the house itself, and he can come up and move about freely, I mean, the FBI aren't in the house.
Right.
There is surveillance on the house, and what's very interesting is that there was surveillance on him before he went missing.
I did see
and
that
nobody
recently.
Saw him
leave the house.
But it is an interesting theory that he's right under their noses. Like, he's just been there the whole time. Because where the fuck is he? He's nowhere. So he may be hiding in a garden, and who the fuck knows?
That'd be fantastic.
It would be amazing if they had a whole underground lair and they had been murdering people for decades. And that's how he, like, learned how to do it.
That would be great.
That'd be awesome. In fact, he's not missing. His parents killed him.
Honey, I've been there. I mean, I haven't actually killed a kid.
You've wanted to.
I've been very
He
very
came
close.
Home without his girlfriend. They were like, where's your fucking girlfriend? He's like, I don't fucking know. And they were like, you know she's going to turn up dead. She turned up dead. And they were like, that's it, motherfucker. Last straw.
Do you know how much they've been through with that guy?
You have driven us so crazy. You're dead.
Yeah.
So he is in the garden, but he ain't living.
I think you might be onto something.
Stick that in your hat and smoke it. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
You heard it here first. It reminds me of, remember when the Boston bomber, Marathon bomber, mm-hmm. was found in that boat?
Yes.
How excited would you be?
But he was found so fast. That's the thing. It's like...
But it was a whole day.
A whole day as opposed to what? It's been a month.
No, I know. So my parents, here's an aside.
Yes.
I can't exactly remember the details, but this wasn't that long ago. There was a guy wanted for what may have been an accidental killing.
Manslaughter?
Manslaughter. They were looking for him. And he ended up in a tree in my parents' backyard. My mother was out. She had just started to go out to rake leaves.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all of these stadies come hauling ass. She called me and she said, you got to come over here and see this. So I came over. All these stadies, they didn't even say a word to her.
Mm-hmm.
They marched up the hill behind her house with dogs, found this kid who was hiding in a tree. It broke my heart, actually, because I know what he did was not good.
Yeah.
I feel like he had sort of killed his family.
Oh, okay. Whoops.
I will have to revisit.
Okay. I would know every aspect of this story.
No, I know. And it wasn't that long ago. But I remember being there and he was coming down from the hill behind my mom's house,
uh-huh.
crying.
Yeah.
And I feel like
he got caught.
No, but I feel like there was some sort of abuse sort of thing going on, and he killed them and whatever, and then he hid in a tree.
Behind your mom's house?
Yes.
Well, how'd he get there?
He hitchhiked, walked. Wow. And figured, you know, nobody's going to find him there.
How did they find him there?
I don't know. Somebody tipped him off.
Wow.
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
Wasn't my mom. I swear.
No, your mom would have totally invited that kid in and been like, do you want some dinner?
Both she and I were standing in the driveway watching them deal with him. Putting in the, and he was like, I'm so sorry.
Pause.
Notable news.
Notable news, notable news. Notable news, notable news. Notable news.
Ah, well done. So you got tampons in Canada.
Dude.
What?
Can you believe it? I swear to God, when are we moving to Canada?
I am there in a heartbeat. You tell me the day and the time.
Ontario makes deal with Shoppers Drug Mart to offer free menstrual products in all schools.
That's incredible.
I mean, this is just the basics, people.
How many times did we wad up toilet paper?
A million fucking times.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work very good. Unfortunately, it looks like it's just sanitary pads.
Oh, for fuck.
But that's what the kids these days are using. I don't understand it either. 6 million of them distributed to school boards across the province annually.
6 million.
Which can be accessed by students in school washrooms free of charge.
They used to be only a quarter.
Well, they're not anymore.
But you know, here's the thing that prevented me from doing it. Number one, I rarely had money on me, right? So that's a big one.
Even a quarter, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But even if I had hit somebody up in the bathroom for a quarter, the stigma, the embarrassment.
It's embarrassing.
Of using, because the machine you put the quarter in is like clink, clink. Then you have to turn the dial. And then it would like fall out.
It's embarrassing.
I don't know why it was embarrassing. It wouldn't be now, but at that point in my life, it was.
I think it is for a lot of young people. It's new. It's kind of a signal of your sexual maturity. It's just, ugh. It's also you're bleeding out of your cunt. I mean, Jesus God. The message had become extremely clear that menstrual products are a necessity, not a luxury. How many times do we have to say it? We cannot help that blood comes out of us every month for apparently eternity, because it's never going to fucking end.
No, it's still going.
It's expensive to buy these products. And for low-income kids, their parents might just be like, sorry.
Here's a washcloth.
Yeah. Or in my case, like, my mom didn't really teach me how to do it. I had to, like, go to my friends to figure that out.
When I started my period, my mom introduced me to a belt. I don't know. Dude. It must have been what she still used.
From the, 1920s.
But the pads.
No.
Like, you couldn't buy the pads anymore.
So
I don't know what the fuck she was doing. I still don't know. I'm going to ask her tomorrow.
Cutting up diapers. I mean, what was she using?
I don't know.
I think when we were kids, you could still buy them.
I honestly don't know. Because I remember as a seventh grader saying, I need some pads. And she would come home with the adhesive ones.
Okay.
Not the belt ones.
Yeah.
So initially I tried on the belt ones, but I didn't have to wear them.
Good.
I don't know. Maybe that was like some sort of initiation ritual.
Maybe. She's like, this is how bad it could be.
But then, of course, she gave me the sticky ones with no instruction. So I immediately stuck the sticky to my cunt and not my panty. Because it made more sense. Come on. It makes a lot more sense.
It makes no sense.
Are you joking?
How much did that hurt when you pulled it off?
Well, a lot. Well, probably not as much as it would today, because I didn't have the amount of hair. It was still like stubby.
Yeah.
I mean, now. Oh my God. It'd be like getting gum out of your head hair. Oh my God. You know what? I'd have to cut it out.
You'd have to cut it
out. I'd have to use the scissors.
You would.
Yeah, at the time, I remember sticking the sticky to my cunt and thinking, oh, these aren't absorbent.
These aren't very good.
These aren't working. And my mom, and here's the thing, I remember complaining to my mom.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't really think these are working. Because at that point, I had a lot of khakis. And you know, khakis are not forgiving with a blood spurt.
No.
I was like, I don't really think. And she's like, you know what? I had the same thing with tampons because I wanted to try tampons.
Yeah, of course you did.
So the one time my mom tried tampons, which was in her college years,
yeah,
she didn't even take it out of the cardboard tube. She placed it horizontally. Into her.
We have actually talked about
no,
this.
Yeah, no, we did. But yeah. I'm just giving it a little more context. Yes. She's like, tampons are no better.
Mm.
Because she wasn't using
that
them right.
Cardboard really doesn't absorb much.
No, she was placing it in the lips of herself. Longwise. and expecting it to do something.
So when did you first use a tampon?
I was in high school, so it was 3 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the swim team, and I was like, I can't swim, to the coach, because I had my period.
Yes.
She's like, you don't have a tampon. Actually, this is so not something that would happen now.
Yeah.
And I remember the swim coach being like...
Was it a man?
No, it was a female. Okay. But she was a dyke.
Okay, I'm just getting context.
Yeah. Okay. And she was like, do you not have a tampon? I was like, I've never used a tampon.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, okay, I'm going to show you. So she greased it up with Vaseline and was in the stall with me, door open.
Yep.
You know, for her credit.
True.
She said, put your leg up on the toilet seat and squat down a little bit.
And stick that fucker in there.
Put it in. She showed me how to do it.
Nice of her to put Vaseline on it.
Yeah. I'm not sure I needed it.
Here's the thing. Back in the day, when I was in high school, I did need it. I was a tight little son of a bitch. It was very uncomfortable.
I'm sure it was tight. I always feel like I was lubricated.
It's just something about the first time you try to use one.
It's a very blunt cardboard edge.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, now we have the plastic applicators. Thank God for science.
Although, I got to tell you, did I tell you this already?
No.
I bought myself some Uber Supers.
Yeah.
And I think they were Playtex.
Yes.
They're so big that when you put them in.
Yeah.
I cannot get a grip on it.
Yes.
Hard enough to actually get it to start going.
Yep.
So I have to pull it out and get a running start.
Right.
And then stick it in. And which takes some coordination.
And how about when also, if you're in a heavy flow.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. You're in a heavy flow and you stick the tampon up and then you try to, so you have to like kind of grab the ribbly edge and like push it in.
Right.
Sometimes you can't get a grip on that fucker.
No.
It's
too
sloppy.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Sometimes I have to grab toilet paper, wipe it off. It's a messy process.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. But I will come out of that whole experience up to elbows in blood. Really, I feel like Macbeth. Lady Macbeth.
God, periods suck. So the least you can fucking do, government, thank you, Canada, or at least Ontario, Canada.
Yeah.
Give people free fucking menstrual products.
Mm-hmm.
Make them a medical expense at least so we can charge them to our health equity card. I'm not going to lie to you. Like every month. When I'm about to start my monthly, I look in my little cupboard of curiosities and I'm like,
it's always,
son of a bitch, I got like 3 supers. I'm not going to make it.
How is it always that we're shy? Like, I buy tampons and when I buy them, I'm like, well, this is kind of going overboard. And never when I have my period.
Ever.
Is it overboard?
Never, ever. You never have enough from last month, ever.
Mm-mm.
I just feel like, what do we have to do? You know what we have to do?
What?
As women, just start bleeding everywhere. Just start bleeding everywhere. And be like, I'm sorry, I have my period. And the government doesn't let me have them for free, so I just stop buying them.
Can we start hashtag bleeding everywhere?
Movement, son.
Oh, that won't take long.
No. I give it a week.
Number one.
If enough people do it.
Number one, the amount of office furniture that we will destroy.
Ruined.
The number of dogs that will follow us into work will become the flies.
Oh.
By day 3, the flies. I mean, it would not take more than 2 cycles.
It wouldn't. And also at home, ladies, just sit on the couch in your underwear with your PJ top on and just bleed right on the couch.
Oh, fucking just
see
bleed.
See what your mate says about that.
You are on to
free. Hashtag free bleeding. Let's just do it.
Hashtag free bleeding.
Till the government says we can have these things subsidized because it's not our fault.
Honey, will you do this with me? I know, it's a big step.
It's a big commitment.
It's a huge commitment, especially if you don't have...
Let's see who else will get on board. If you're willing to do hashtag free bleeding with us to protest the fact that Ontario is willing to buy feminine products for their, at least, children.
Yeah.
And America won't do shit. If you're willing to do this with us and like create a movement, we will do it.
I am in. I am so in.
But we gotta have supporters.
Here's the problem with me is I have nobody else in my house who's going to be grossed out. So it's just gonna be me.
Right. That's not worth it. And also,
I'll still do it.
Joel will be super supportive of it. He just doesn't really want me to bleed all over the house. And I get that.
But oh, okay, so maybe not in your house. Though.
Just out in public. You go to the grocery store, you're just fucking free bleeding down your leg. Wear a skirt. All right. Well, anyway, kudos to Ontario and Canada. Let's clink.
Why is that always so unsatisfying?
Because yours is plastic. Oh. It's a big plastic glass.
So I have some notable news.
Okay.
It's a recent study that men should ejaculate. I want you to guess how many times a month to mitigate prostate cancer risk.
All right. What comes to mind is 12.
21. Jesus, Joel.
Or so, once every 21 days.
What?
You could just jerk off once in 21 days and that would be 21 times.
Once every 21 days.
Once for every day for 21 days.
Correct.
Okay. Woo, math is hard. I'll tell you what.
Yes, 21 times a month mitigates your prostate cancer risk. So researchers at Harvard University have found that high levels of sexual activity can reduce the risk of contracting prostate cancer, which is the third most common form of cancer in American males, which I did not know.
Yeah, it's very fucking common, and that's what pisses me off, that Joel won't go to the fucking doctor ever.
Here's the thing about prostate cancer, though. Mm-hmm. It's very slow moving.
It's very slow moving, but that means also that you're not going to have symptoms until it's really too late.
So Joel refuses to
get your nutsack checked. He's just a dick. He won't go to the doctor like every fucking man.
Why is it
that I don't fucking know.
I didn't know this of Joel.
Oh, yeah.
Let's give him a call.
Like every other fucking guy. Who's like, I'll go to the doctor, whatever. And then he never fucking does. He hasn't been to the doctor in probably 4 years.
So my sister...
He ain't no spring chicken.
My sister's boyfriend is a surgeon who has not been to a doctor nor a dentist in, I might be wrong, but I'm going to easily say 15 years,
so
if not more.
So how do you not go to the dentist in 15 years? Medical professional guys are the worst.
They are the worst. Why?
I don't know.
Do they know something we don't know?
Are they like, it's all bullshit. It doesn't fucking matter.
No, that's what I start
to think. I mean, maybe. It's all just a money thing.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I don't think so. I think he's just lazy like every dude. And it's driving me fucking crazy.
My sister, like if anything separates that partnership, it's this.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I go, I get my vag checked. I make sure I'm safe for you.
Make
like,
my titties
all
good.
Of these things. Yeah. And you could not do one thing. No, that is one of their biggest beefs.
And it's all external, mostly. I mean, they just feel your balls.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
Might get your prostate poked.
And that's good.
From what I hear, it is. I mean, is that the fear that you're going to get an erection because you get a prostate? Maybe.
But if you do, let me know so I can, like, work. 21 times. All right, that's a lot of action in a 30-day month. Let's just say.
Sexual habits of 32,000 men.
Damn.
Determined that those with a higher rate of ejaculation were less likely to have prostate tumors.
Mm-hmm.
Their advice? 21 ejaculations or more a month protects you from prostate cancer.
I mean, at this point, you just have to do it. It's not even like an enjoyable thing. You must jack off 21 times a month. I mean,
And you don't have to.
You can also have sex.
Yeah, sex counts.
Yeah.
But you can just masturbate.
Yeah, also.
It's a 33% lower risk than those that didn't.
Fellas?
Scientists have no idea really why. They suspect that you're flushing toxins.
Sure.
But they don't really know.
I wonder if there's any, you know, correlation with women.
I did the exact same thinking.
Yeah.
But of course, nobody's going to do that study.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
In addition to prostate cancer risk lowering, they, of course, made note that ejaculating more frequently dramatically decreases stress and anxiety. For women, like, right. What? You know damn well there's a benefit.
Absolutely. Now I feel like I have to, like, jack him off or suck him off.
No, it's not your. No, it's all not the your time. No, that's not your responsibility.
If I want him to live, because he won't go to the doctor.
But he can take care of that himself, honey. Trust me.
I will explain to him this whole segment and see what he thinks. It makes sense that you should. It feels right that you should be ejaculating frequently. Mm-hmm. That it, like, would help you sort of grease the wheel, get it going. But it does piss me off a little bit that women. It's like, you can just dry up like a husk.
So, I'm going to say something I did not expect to say.
Okay.
So, today, I had terrible abdominal pains.
Okay.
I guess. It was like, it was the weirdest feeling. Something I actually thought, do I have a hernia? All of a sudden.
And you could. I mean, who knows?
Possibly. And that would explain a lot.
Or it's your liver.
Do you get, like, hernia pains for liver?
I think if you have liver cancer, you do.
Oh, well, maybe I had liver cancer.
What's the thing that eats your stomach lining?
Ulcer?
Yeah.
All right, could I have
Or you could
those?
Have had gas.
I did not have gas.
All right, so what was it?
I don't know. So I had come home from a coffee date. I had this overwhelming, it wasn't a pain. It was like a pressure.
Okay.
In my abdomen that uh-huh. I have never experienced before.
Okay.
And I lied down on the couch. And I was like, I don't even know what to do with this. Like, it hurt a lot. Not hurt. It just was very uncomfortable. Uh-huh. I kept spreading my legs. Like, I kind of, you know what it reminded me of? Was being in labor.
Ooh.
Like, I could not get comfortable. And then I rubbed one out.
I thought that was coming.
Did you?
I did.
I rubbed one out.
And?
All better. Oh, look at me now.
Well, here's the thing. I wonder, I often have ovary pain when I'm passing an egg out.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen every month.
No, it's but like once a minute you're like, oh!
One side or the other.
It's a ping?
It's a ping, but it's also a weighty kind of just pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Hey,
you rubbed one out, you felt better.
I felt better. I will not say immediately, but within 5 seconds.
All right, so fuck this study and also listen to this study. You got abdominal pain. You feel like your ovaries pinching a loaf. Fucking rub one out. See what happens and write to us.
Yeah, no, I rubbed it out.
We might be on something.
Yeah. And then I took a nap, which is what made me late to everything.
But it was such a great day.
Oh, yeah, because otherwise, had I not rubbed one out, right. I'd still be incapacitated.
Right? You'd be feeling terrible.
Yeah.
I think the lesson of all of this is that rubbing one out is good across the sexes.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I hate to interrupt this conversation, but I'm getting some text messages.
Okay.
That if we step outside right now and look to the north, we can see the
Aureolus borealis. Okay, let's go look.
Okay, let's.
Oh my God.
Okay, field trip.
So just now, we tried to do a phone call-in segment, and it fuck-hacked the whole episode. Like, we lost everything.
I don't think that we should blame it on the phone episode. I think we should blame it on the Aurora Borealis.
It's true. We were doing a segment on the Aurora... Wait, on the Aureola Borealis. Which some fan called in and tried to tell us we could see out our window. We went outside and no. All we saw was a white stripe.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure it was
a jet trail
or a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
There were no colors of any kind.
No.
I've never seen the Aureola Borealis.
No, and I would love to see it. I think this particular fan was super stoned.
It's possible. But we did have him on the phone, and then everything just went, and we lost the whole end of our episode, And we're not going to redo it because we're fucking lazy.
Yeah. So, socials.
Please visit us on our socials at all of our socials. Also, please visit us on momswipeslife.com, where you will find show notes and other fun shit. Also, please join us on the Facey Spaces for our Mom Swipes Left. Wow, your ice is giving some feedback.
The attitude.
On the Mom Swipes Left Facebook Nation group.
Thank you, freaks, for listening. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.